The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. Today was Rosh Chodesh Av, the month of Menachem Av, on which Tisha B'Av, the test of Av, follows next week. And this Shabbos, Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, is known as Shabbos Chazon because of the Haftarah, which we read Chazon Yeshayahu, who prophesied and rebuked Klal Yisrael on many of the Dvorim Haroim, many of the things that would happen to Yisrael. In the beginning of the Parsha, which is the first Parsha of Sefer Dvorim, beginning with Pasuk Tes, Moshe speaking to the people. Excuse me. He's saying, "Va'omar aleichem, va'isa hi lemor." And I said to you at that time, saying, "Lo uchal avadi seis eschem." I cannot carry all of your burdens myself. Hashem Elakeichem Hirba Eschem Vihinchem Ayem Kekech Vashomayim L'Rev. Hashem has multiplied you, you're like the stars of the heavens. Hashem Elakei Aveisechem Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pomim Vivorech Eschem Kasher Dibe Elochem. Hashem, who is the God of your fathers, He should heap upon you brachas 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. But echo esol levadi torchachem umasachem virivchem. How can I carry alone all of your troubles, your bothers, your quarrels, and so forth? Hovu lochem anoshim chachomim unevonim viduim leshivtechem. We shall bring from you people who are wise, nevonim, have bina, understanding. They are unknown to you, and we will place them over you. They will assist me. Vatanu aisi vatomru. And you answered me and you said, "This is very good." So I took the heads of the tribes, people with wisdom, people who were known to you. And I placed them as heads over you. Sorry, Alofim. One would be over 1,000. Sorry, Meos. One would be over 100. Sorry, Hamishim. One would be over 50s. Sorry, Asorois. And one would be over 10. Meshotrim Leshivtechem. And also those who would enforce the law. Here we're referring to the construction of the courts. This refers back to the time of Yisro, when Yisro gave Moshe Rabbeinu this eighth of this council. And I commanded your judges to say at that time, saying, "Shemoa ben achechem ushvaretem tzedek ben ish uben achiv uben geroi." Listen to your brothers. Listen to their quarrels. Listen to their disputes. Listen to what they have to say. And then you shall judge them with tzedek. Tzedek means kushtop, the Targum says. That means truth and justice. Beinish, between man and his fellow man, uben geirei. Geirei has a number of interpretations Rashi brings, but we could say it's referring to the stranger. Le sakiru fonim amishpot. When people come to you with a dispute, you shall not recognize any individual. Everyone must be equal before the deen, before the law. Kakotain kagodol tishma'un. You shall listen to the small man just as you listen to the great man. Le saguru mipnei ish. And you shall not fear any man when it comes to the law. Ki amishpat le'elokim hu. Because the mishpat, which refers to the justice system, the justice, that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't belong to people where we can do what we want. V'hadover ashe yiksha mikem takrivun elai ushmativ. And if you have a difficulty in deciding what the actual law shall be, then you shall bring it to me, and I will listen to the case. This is the Parshas HaDayonim, the Parshas HaMishpotim, of law and justice. This is the foundation of law and order. What does it mean, ki amishpat lelakimhu? Because justice belongs to Hashem. Why does justice belong to Hashem? The Maral says, we don't find where it states ha-chesed le'elokimhu, that chesed, kindliness, belongs to Hashem. We don't find where it states tzedakah la'Hashem hu, charity belongs to Hashem. It states ha-mishpat. Why? There is no greater difficulty to decide the act of mishpat than the act of mishpat. Chesed, well, you want to be kind to someone else. You want to be generous to someone else. You can be a little less generous. You can be a little more generous. You can be greatly generous. It's all bechalal chesed. It's all included in chesed. Stoker, you want to give charity. You can give a little. You can give ein ro, ein beinoni. You can give a medium amount. Ein tova, you can give a lot. It's all included in stoker. But when it comes to mishpat, there is no room to maneuver to the right or to the left. The mishpat, which is the based on the truth of the law, that's what's just, what is right, kushta, what is built on truth. You waver a little to the right, it's no longer just, it's no longer truth. You wave a little to the left, it's no longer truth. The tells the Rosh Yeshiva Rebbe Yemeir, Zichreinu Lebracha, used to say, a kleina ligin is a greiser sheker. That even if you deviate a little from the truth, that's already sheker, that's already lies. This is why we mentioned many times that even the nations of the world realize this, and they usually have, many times, they would, I don't know if they still do, but they used to have a symbol on the courthouses of a woman, blindfolded, holding scales. What did that represent? Represent that you shall not, what states here, you shall not sakit pomim, you shall not recognize any individual. Say, well, he's a very great man, or he's a very powerful man, or he's a very honest man. When two people come to you for the mishpat, for the deen, you have to be blindfolded. In other words, actually the Gemara brings and the Rambam Baskins that the best mishpat is when the judge does not know at all either individual. That's the best mishpat. Fact is, the halach is that if echor is a seine, if one is a an enemy of the judge, he has to recuse himself. He has to bow out of it. If one is an ahev, if one is a very good friend of the judge, he's not allowed to judge the case. Best mishpot is when he doesn't know anything about the individuals, because then he can judge properly. Then he can judge properly. So what is the difficulty of the justice? It's a balance scales. Yeah, when you have a balance scale, if it leans a little too much to the right, it's not on scale anymore. A little too much to the left, it's not on scale. The ultimate of the mishpat, the Maharal says, is impossible for us to come to. Again, chesed, you do a little, you do a lot, it's chesed. Stoko, do a little, do a lot, stoko. The same thing with the other qualities. You want to be good, you want to be humble. Okay, you have a lot of flexibility. But with the mishpat, the law between man and his fellow man, there it has to be true and just. There's no flexibility. And you cannot favor anyone. You cannot lean towards anyone. You cannot fear anyone. We must be equal before the law. This is why it states, Amishpat ki amishpat lelakim hu. That belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's beyond us. Our obligation is to strive as much as earthly possible for us as possible to reach that. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people. The fact is, that's what the Maharal writes in a place, why Moshe, in his own mind, did not allow himself to create this court system. Because Moshe was known as Ish Elakim, and Elakim is the name which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the God of justice. And Moshe was afraid, which was true, that it would take a drop downward, the whole justice system, if he would delegate this to others also. But on that, Yisro convinced him he can't do it all alone, and he has to do it this way. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, yes. But nevertheless, we have to strive as much as humanly possible with all of our great qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to reach this level. So this is what it means, HaMishpat Lelokim. This is here in our Parsha, in the beginning of Parsha Devarim. Many places we find that churban, destruction, bal elam, comes to the world because of kilkul hadin, because of the corruption of the justice system. For example, we have a Mishnah Masechet Ovos. At the end of the first perek, Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Ashleish Dvorim Ha'olam Eilam, Kaim. Shimon Gamliel said that on three foundations the world stands. Aladin, first what he mentions is Din, the justice between man and his fellow man. Bala Emes, truth, Bahal Shalom, and on peace. Shneemar, as it states, Emes u'mishpat, Shalom, shiftu b'shareichem. Truth and justice with peace, you shall judge in your gates. The shareichem always refers to the courts. The simple meaning of this, without going into great elaboration, is that the MS, truth, is in the seichel and is theoretical. The Mishpat is the manifestation of this truth when it comes down to this world, mili de alma, in relationships between man and his fellow man, in the affairs of people. Shalom, the Maral says, when is there shalom? When one is not nichnas bigvul haverei. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to everyone his domain, what belongs to him. If everyone keeps to his own domain and does not go to try to take something which belongs to someone else in any manner or form, then there's shalom in the world, where everyone keeps their own domain. Actually, an illustration of this is we say, Ose shalom bimreimov, hu yase shalom aleinu. He who has made peace, bimreimov. Bimreimov means in the higher worlds. And that, the Maral says, that the solar system is a totally peaceful domain. Many times you hear them talking maybe about Star Wars, but we haven't seen that, Baruch Hashem. We never see a machlekes up there. And there's more doing up there than down here. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions, now billions upon billions of stars up there. Each one taking up a lot of space. A lot of tremendous movement up there between the sun and the moon and the planets and the billions about billions of stars. There's a lot more traffic there than we have here. Now go on the highways and see what happens just every day. You never hear about that there. Once in a while they'll tell you something's happening. The proof that it's so rare is that it makes the headlines all over the world. And who knows, maybe that was a predetermined thing. So what do we see? We see there everyone knows exactly what his domain is. And nobody tries to steal from the other one, to get in the other one's way. Kodesh Baruch Hu there made total shalom. That's why he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he said, Shalom Ibrahimov, who you, he you, you made such peace up there. Yase shalom, make peace here, aleinu. So therefore, when there's truth and there's mishpat, the manifestation of this integrity, this justice, this uprightness in the affairs of people, then there will be shalom, then there's peace. The Tanna brings the first one, din. That's this judge, the justice. I don't know why, because according to what we're saying, first should come truth, because that's the source of it. In the Pasuk, however, that they quote, states it states truth first, emes first, then mishpat, then shalom. And I said that's something that needs clarification. But at any rate, it states these are the three foundations that the world rests on, which tells us that if the world does not have these three foundations, there'll be churban. It'll crumble. This is one source. We find when there's the lack of justice in the world, not only is there churban, but many times it's through war and other type of violence. This is brought also in Masechet Ovis in Perikei Mishneches. The, wait a minute here. The Mishnah is telling us Shiva Mine Paranias Boin La Olam Al Shiva Gufe Aveira. There are seven types of tragedies, disasters, heaven forbid, that comes on the world because of seven different types of Averas. And then it itemizes. States, Cherev bo le'olam, al inui hadin, al ibos hadin, val hamorim betora shelekalocha. Sword, which is water, comes to the world from the inui hadin. Inui hadin means the delay of justice. Ibos hadin. Ivas Hadin means the corruption and distortion of justice. Ve'al hamorim batore sheleka alocha, and the misrepresentation of the laws of the Torah when it comes to the din. Here we see that not only does the kilkel hadin, the breakdown of justice in the world, brings churban, brings destruction, but in particular through cherub, through the sword. The Maral says on that, he says, because kol midesim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. The ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we're a measure for a measure. He said, this is how he rules the world. And as mentioned, the deen, the justice is exact. It is what is referred to as the yosher, what is straight. See, again, if it's a little not straight, it's crooked. There's no two ways about it. When it comes to other things, you have flexibility. But if you're looking for something that's upright, that's straight, a yosher, it's got to be perfect. So it's exactness. And that's why we always find in the language of the sages, chituch hadin, nigzar hadin, which means the cutting of the law. When the decision is given, it's the cutting of the law, because it has to be cut perfectly. And it's like a sword. And therefore, if there is kilkel hadin, corruption and destruction, corruption and distortion of the law, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his deen to the world, which is the cherev, heaven forbid, the sword. Another source where we find this is the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Bana Madlikin, Daf Lamed Gimel, Reish Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, just trying to find it here. But oven inoy hadin, because of the avera of the delay of justice, ivus hadin, the distortion of justice, the kilkel hadin. Rashi says, what's the difference between ivus hadin and kilkel hadin? They both mean the distortion of justice. He says, ivus hadin is when it is intentionally distorted. Kilkel hadin is where the dayonim, the judges, were lehoya masunim by la'ayim kol tzorchan v'nizkalkama elov. They did not take the effort to be masunim b'din, to do their homework, to properly hear the cases, properly do the research necessary, properly to do all that was called for before giving their decision. Chazal tell us, Hevi Mesuni Medin. Justice is so beyond the person, but he has to approach it very, very carefully, with great deliberation. Must not say immediately, this is the verdict. So it states, Be'oven Inu Hadin, because of the distortion of the deen, the layel of justice, Ibus Hadin, the intentional corruption of the deen, or Kilkal Hadin, or the unintentional corruption of the deen because of ignorance, Ubitl Torah, and those who left the study of Torah, Cherev, the sword comes, Biza. Biza is plundering and captivity. Biza Rabba, Dever. Now here it adds even Dever. Dever is plague, and Betsuras is drought. Bo. Ubneodim Ochlin ve'enon Sevein. And people eat, but they're not satisfied. Ochlin Lachmon be'mishkul. And they eat, they have very little bread. And this the Maral comments. Because we can go one step further. This is all a chait, which starts in the seichel, in the intellect of the person. As we mentioned, you can't come to the deen without the intellect and intelligence and the great seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a person. And because it starts in the seichel, which is the highest part of the Odom, so therefore, it encompasses everything. So not only do we have cherev, sword, and bizo, captivity, but you even have plague, and you have betzures, and you have drought, famine. And the reason why people will eat and they will not be satisfied, because the mishpat is the fulfillment of the world. It's the perfection of the world. It's the perfect order of the world. And that's what satisfaction is. And if you remove that, there cannot be any satisfaction in the world. This is with the Torah, and this is with her mishpat. This is the basic order and totality of the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu would not create a world without a perfect order. Upheaval of the world that comes because of the corruption of justice in the world. Satisfaction comes from fulfillment, perfect order. That's why it states that the mishpat is a simcha to the tzaddik. Because when people see justice, this creates a satisfaction and a simcha. So this is in general. Excuse me one. In particular, we find that through this, this was one of the causes of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim in particular. The Gemara tells us in Perek HaTolin, Daf Kuf Lametes Omer Aleph, Tanya Rabbi Yesi ben Elisha Emer. Yesi ben Elisha said, Im ra'isa dor shetzores rabbeis bo'os alov. If you see a generation in which great tzores, heaven forbid, comes upon it, tzei u'badok b'dayin Yisrael. Go and investigate the courts of Israel. Shekol peronia shebo le'elam, because the major tzoras that comes to the world comes because of the corruption of justice. Now, when we refer to the corruption in general, it's the Gemara's, the sages' outlook. When they wanted to, when not like the outlook of our world. The sages' outlook when they saw great sorrows coming, they didn't look to the goyim of the world. They looked where the problem was in Israel. They didn't say that's because what they do. They would always look, where is the problem in Israel? What are we doing? Corruption of the justice system, that we're very well aware with in the courts of the world. It's not a chidush. But what about our court systems? What about our justice? And this is what Rabbi Yosi ben Elisha said. If you see a generation where great sorrows, heaven forbid, comes upon the world, go and investigate the courts of Israel. When great tragedy comes to the world, it's because of what Klal Yisrael is doing and because of the justice that's taking place there or the injustices. And he brings a pasuk from Micha where during the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, prior to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there were Gimel Avedas B'Yodam. There were three great Avedas in their hands, and they all had to do with corruption of the justice system, Sheikha, bribery, showing favor to one and not the other, and so forth. Advancing one owns interests and so forth. And states that Fikov maybe a Korishbohu Alehen Gimel Promis Kenegit Gimel Averishabiodam. And therefore a Korishbohu brought upon them three great disasters because of the three Averis that they had in their hands, which had to do to the injustices that were taking place in Israel. Or they would close their eyes to many things, many injustices that took place. What were the three disasters? Shnemar, and this is a posuk in Micha Gimel. Lochein biglalchem, because of your deeds. Tzion sodes echoresh. Zion, which is Yerushalayim, will become a plowed up field. Excuse me, Zion, not Zion, was the area, it was an area around the Beis HaMikdash. Biglalchem, Sode Seichoresh, it will become a plowed up field. Yerushalayim, Iyin Tia. Yerushalayim will become a desolate piece of land. The Harabais and the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash, Lebomes Yo'ar, will become like the mounds of the forests. What have we learned till now? That when there are injustices in the world, and especially when these injustices are at the highest level, the justice systems, and the cause is Israel, then this brings korban to the world, brings sorrow to the world. War, disaster. And this is what brought the Churban, one of the great causes of Yerushalayim, Zion, and the Beis HaMikdash. Now we find, to the converse, that the Gulas HaOretz, the redemption of the land, the rebuilding of the land, will come through the strengthening of the mishpatim, through the strengthening of the law and justice in Israel and in the world. Now, the Shraba brings in Dvorim Hei Perek Vov. The Mara brings this in the Sivadin, Reish Perek Aleph. Dvorim Aleph, Dvorim Hei, Perek Vov, is the beginning of Parsha Shefti V'Sheitrim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael to appoint judges and law enforcement officials over Israel. Omer Ablevi Lamada Vadema, Lamelak Shoy Labonim Harbe. What is this comparable to? A king that had many sons. And he loved the small one, the young one, more than all of them. And he had a beautiful, beautiful orchard. And he loved that orchard more than anything else that he had. Omar HaMelech, Nesin Ani Asa Pardes Azeh, Shani Ohavai, Mikol Ma Shiyesh Li, Livni HaKotn, Shani Ohavai, Mikol Bonai. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that this favorite orchard of mine is dearer to me than anything else. I'm going to give this to my favorite young son. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Mikol ume sheba'ad sheborosi eini hayi veli Yisrael. From all the nations which I have created, I do not love any of them like I love Yisrael. As it states, ki na Yisrael va'avai. Yisrael is the young one which is beloved. Umikol ma sheborosi eini hayi veli ashadin. And from everything that I have created, there is nothing which I love more than justice. Shenemar ki Hashem ohev mishpat. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves uprightness and justice. Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu nesin ani masha afti la'am shani ohev. I will give this which I love more than anything else to the nation which I love more than anyone else. And v'sheftim v'sheitrim, that's why he commanded us, sheftim v'shotrim titen lochem b'shorecho, that you shall appoint for yourself the entire justice system, everything that it encompasses. Then he said, Omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, chayechem b'schus shetem mishamrim asadin ani misgaber. If you will guard this justice, then I will become strong in the world. I will be uplifted. And if I will be uplifted, I will do tztoka and justice to you, and I will place my kedusha, my shechina amongst you. And if you will guard both of them, justice and charity, then I will redeem you an entire, a total geula, a total redemption. As it states, Shenemar Keomar Hashem. This is what Hashem said. Shimru Mishpat V'asu Tztoko. Guard my laws of justice and fulfill charity. Ki Krova Yeshuasi Lavai. because my Yeshua, my salvation is close to come, v'tzidkosi ligoleis, and my stock of my charity to you will redeem you. This is a posuk in Yeshayahu Nun Vav Aleph. Kei Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem said, Shimru Mishpat V'Asu Tzedakah, guard justice and fulfill Tzedakah. Ki Kreve Yeshua Si Lavo, my Yeshua is coming, V'Tzidkosi Ligoles, and I will redeem you through my Tzedakah. Now, the concise explanation in this, the Maral gives, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the essence of Yoshua. He's the essence of what is straight, what is upright. Ain ovel, there is no ovel, there is no crookedness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is upright, and Pegudi Hashem Yishorim. And all of his mitzvahs are upright. He's the ultimate in the uprightness. This is why we say, Ki Amishpa Lelakim. Therefore, there is nothing which is as close to him as the Mishpat. And therefore, of everything that he loves the Mishpat. That's first. But, he's not interested in the Mishpat Lemala. He's not interested in the Mishpat in the higher worlds. He wants the Mishpat in this world. He wants the justice here. Therefore, he entrusted Klal Yisrael with that. Because there was no one else that he could entrust that. Moshe Rabbeinu, we see, even was afraid to entrust it to others in Yisrael. So he entrusted Yisrael with that Mishpat. There was a king that there was nothing he loved more than this piece of land. Who does he give it to? Gives it to the son, which he loves more than all, because he feels he cannot trust it to anyone else. Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is closest, what is first to him, is the Mishpat. He cannot entrust it to anyone else. Shoftim b'sheitrim titein lecho b'sho'arecho. I give it to you. Now, he's not interested that it should be in the upper worlds. It's got to be in these worlds, in this world. Therefore, he said, if you will be shamed, if you will guard my Mishpat, that will uplift me. Because that's part of Hashem, the justice. That Yashu set uprightness. And not only that, then I will come and I will place my Shekhinah amongst you. If there's no justice here, he says, this is not common ground for Hashem. If my Shekhinah is placed amongst you, then Krevi Yeshuasi Lavoi V'tzidkosi Ligoles, then not only will I enforce your Mishpat, but I'll do Tzedakah with you also. I'll do Chesed and Tzedakah with you. And I will redeem you and bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. This will bring back the Malchus of Hashem. We cannot have the Malchus of Hashem, the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world, unless there's a Kisei HaMishpat, a throne of justice. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is the throne of justice. And that's why it states also in Yeshayahu Aleph, Posuchov Zayin. And this is the Haftorah to Parshas Chazon, which we will read this Shabbos. Tzion v'mishpat tipodeh. This is the last posuk in the Haftorah. It's Yeshayahu Aleph Chov Zayin. Tzion, through justice, will be redeemed. V'shoveha b'tzedakah. And her captives will return tzedakah through the schus of the tzedakah. Through the schus of the justice and through the schus of the tzedakah, we will have Eretz Yisrael back. Now we'll go one step further. Till now we spoke about Mishpat, the justice between man and his fellow man, to do what's right, integrity, uprightness, to do what is straight, Yosher. But why Tzedakah? Where does Tzedakah come into this? Tzedakah, which is close to Chesed, that's going beyond the law. That's where you give someone something. That's not, the judge is not allowed to do that. He can't say, look, you need the money, therefore I'll rule in your favor. Or the other person is a rich man and you're a poor man, I'll rule in your favor. That's Gilgal HaDin. That's the distortion of the deen. But a person in his own personal capacity, if the money is awarded to him, then he can do. He's the bailim, he's the owner. He can turn around and do tzedakah with the other person. He can say, here, take it. Tzedakah v'chesed is beyond that deen. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if you will watch my mishpat, there will be justice. I will do not only justice with you, I will do tzedakah also with you. I will go beyond the deen. Where does tzedakah come into this? And this also, there's a very beautiful medrash. The medrash asks a question. When the Torah was given, in Parshas Yisro, that's in Shmaus, that's in Shmaus Yud Ches. Well, actually, the Torah was given in Shmaus Perek Yud Ches and Perek Chof. But just prior to that, in Yud Ches, what preceded the giving of the Torah? That was the parsha of the Mishpatim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yisro came to Moshe and he advised him on the entire court system. Then the Torah was given. What follows the giving of the Torah? The next parsha is Mishpatim, Beila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. Again, the laws of justice between man and his fellow man. So Medrash asks the question. We see that the giving of the Torah was sandwiched in between Mishpatim before and Mishpatim afterwards. Why? And that, the Medrash brings in Parshas, beginning the Parshas Mishpatim, which Shmais Rabba Perek Lamed, the Marab brings it in Feresh Yisrael Perek Mem Vov. Ve'ela Mishpatim, these are the laws between man and his fellow man. Maksiv Lamala Min HaParsha, what is written prior to this? V'shoftu Esam B'chol Eis, Yisrael in motion, the court system. V'omar Kan Ve'ela Mishpatim, V'adibris B'emtza. So we have the laws governing the affairs of man between man before, afterwards, and in the middle, the Aseres Adibras, the Ten Commandments. Why? Moshel lematrunai shoisam aleches azayin lefoneho v'azayin lachareho. You have a great queen. And when this queen comes and she walks, she has her soldiers, her sentries, walk in front of her, and she has her sentries, her soldiers walk behind her. Kacha Torah. So the Torah. The Torah is the great queen. Dini melfaneho, v'dini machareho, v'bemtza. It has its sentries. Soldiers walking in front, and the soldiers walking in back, and she's in the middle. V'chein Omar. And this is what Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, said in Mishlei, Be'erach tztoka ahalech. B'seich nesivas mishpat. Be'orech tztoka ahalech. The Torah says that I walk in the path of tztoka. I walk in the path of charity. But between the paths of mishpat. The Torah says, I walk in the path, which is a path of tztoka v'chesed, a path of charity, goodness, and generosity. But I am guarded on both sides with mishpatim, to the right and to the left. Laws to the right and laws to the left. Emeres be'ezen esiv ani mahaleches. The Torah says, what path do I choose to walk in? Alek bedakin shoyes et stoka. I choose to walk in the path of those who are generous, good people. But, beseg nesivis mishpata, mishpat, but the path which is between justice on the right and justice on the left. HaTorah be'emtza, v'dinin milfoneho, v'dinin l'achareho, the Torah in the middle, and the laws of the law of justice to the right and to the left, or in front and the back. And that's why we find that the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, representing the Torah, was given after the Parsha of Dinim, and before the Parsha of Dinim, sandwiched in. Now, what is the explanation to this? So the Maral says is as follows. Everyone says, I choose the path of goodness. I choose the path of generosity. I choose the path of charity. But what your definition of goodness is might be different from my definition. And our definition of charity and generosity could be different from someone else's definition, as we see in the world. See, the Arabs have one definition. The Israelis have another definition. The UN has another definition. America has another. China has one. North Korea has one. Iran has one. Iraq has one. Islam has one. By the time you come to a conclusion, if you ever will, there's no world left. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's speaking in the through the mouth of the Torah, Ha'aleich, Ha'aleich, I will walk, B'seich, Be'erech Stoka Aleich, I choose to walk in the path of goodness, charity, generosity. It's his definition of what is goodness and charity definition. Not what your definition might be or my definition might be. Look, charity means stealing from one and giving to the other. That could be a definition. Chesed could mean you take the land from one and give it to another. I walk in a path of goodness and charity. My definition, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Therefore, that path has to be guarded carefully. Otherwise, you'll have well-meaning doers with good intentions that will destroy the world. And how is that path guarded? The path is guarded with mishpat v'din, with the laws of the Torah, of what the Torah's viewpoint is when it comes to uprightness and justice. And it can't be guarded from one side. It has to be guarded from both sides. And that's why this is an example of a queen. When the queen walks, she's guarded on all sides by her sentries. Zayonin mikan v'zayonin mikan. When the Torah walks, and the Torah represents the ultimate in goodness, Asei Tov, the ultimate in Tov, and what is perfectly good. It has to be guarded with mishpoti mikan u'mishpoti mikan. Laws on all sides. Charity and chesed and goodness also has to be in accordance to what is just. Can't be in accordance with what is unjust. And how do we know what is just and not? That's Mishpatei Hashem. That's through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's view of what is perfect, what is just. And therefore, this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech said, the Torah says, Be'erech Stoka Aleich. I choose to walk in the path of those where there's stoka, where there's goodness. But b'seich nesivas ha-mishpot. But only if that path is in the midst of the roads of mishpot, of the ways of mishpot. This is where tzedakah comes into it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you will guard my mishpot, then not only will I bring mishpot into the world, but I will bring mishpot utstoka. And therefore it says, Tzion b'mishpot tipodeh v'shoveho b'tstoka. Tzion will be redeemed with mishpot, when we see that there's justice in the world, and her captivity, captives will be returned through tstoka, through my tstoka. As we mentioned, the Mishpat represents the what is known as the Yoshar, what is perfectly upright. Simcha Latzadik Aseis Mishpat. And that's why it brings great simcha to the tzaddik, because the tzaddik is someone who's upright. How do we identify with what is yosher and what is not? Besides the fact that we have to learn and study, there is an innate nature that was given to man as to what is upright and what is not. A man has a sense of what is just and what is not just. This is in Keheles, at the end of Perek Zayin. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said, Levad re'ei ze motzosi. Asher osa Hashem es ha'odom yoshor. Shlomo HaMelech says, that I have found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man yoshor. Mehema bikshu chishbeinis rabim. But they seek all kind of other schemes to destroy that yashrus, to destroy that innate uprightness that they have. Even a child If a child takes something which is not his, and you take it away from him, and you say, you can't have this, this belongs to the other little child. Well, that child is not going to be too happy about that when he's very little. He'll kick, he'll squawk, and so forth. But if you take something away that's his, and you give it to someone else, you'll see, he'll squawk and squeal much more. Because in the first case, he wanted something, and he can't have it. It's a difficult lesson he's learning, that you can't have everything you want. It's a painful lesson for a child. All right, so he'll squawk, but eventually he'll quiet down. But in the second case, he realizes an injustice was done to him. You took something that was his, and you gave it away. And that's the innate yoshor, yashrus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with. And this is why even with children, and many times even more so with children, and young people who do not have PhDs. The fact is, after a while, with all the PhDs and everything else, is already bhikshu chishbeinis rabin. All kind of other schemes have come into the minds of people. But they can sense. They sense when something is upright, just. They might not like it, but they sense it. When something is right, and when something is unjust, not right. When we speak of the distortion in the Kilkel Hadin in the world, which we live in a world which is full of, from all corners, and unfortunately we live in a world where all of these prophecies come true, have been coming true, world of tragedies, disasters and so forth. And we wait for Zion, the Mishpat Tifote, that Zion should be redeemed with Mishpat. But as our Chazal, our sages tell us, it has to start with Israel. And Israel means with us. Israel was given even a greater sense of what is Yosha, greater sense of justice. So they could come closer to the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they could teach this justice to the world. This is what was given to Yisrael. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there is nothing which is closer to me and I love more than this beautiful piece of garden, this land, and I can entrust it only with my most favorite and beloved son. So therefore it must start with us. When it comes to the court systems, there's not much to talk about today because Israel does not have too many court systems today that are governed by Torah. We're not autonomous. But justice is not only for the judges. Justice enters everyone's life. That whatever he does in all of his affairs must be upright, with integrity, built on truth and justice. And this must be taught to children. This is the cornerstone of the world. States, Al Gimel Dvorim HaOlem Kayim, the world stands on three things. On truth, its manifestation of it into the world in the form of justice, and on shalom, which through this it will bring shalom, because Ein Echod Nichnas Bigvul Chaverei. One doesn't enter into the domains of the others. It's clearly defined what is yours and what is mine, what are your rights and what are my rights. This is the cornerstone. And this must be taught, started at the earliest age. It's not something that someone who's going to get later on, to the contrary. Later on it might even be more difficult, because bhikshu chishbeinis rabim, then all kind of schemes come into the person's mind from living in this world that we live. This was something that was not neglected in Israel. Unfortunately, it's enormously neglected today. In Israel, this was not neglected. In the great centers of Torah, what was taught in the Chadorim when they learned Chumash, they learned the Chumash. They learned the laws that were in the Chumash. When they learned Mishnah, it was always favored, Nezikin. Baba Kama, Baba Matzia, Baba Basra. These are Mishpotim, laws governing affairs between people. when it came to the yeshivas, the greatest labor that was placed by the Litvisha Lithuanian yeshivas, when I say Lithuanian, because that's where the crown of the Torah was for the last few hundred years before the Holocaust. Lithuanian, Poland. What greatest labor of Torah was in these laws. And the last Mishnah Masechta Bavasar brings Haretze Yachkim Yasek B'dinei Momenis. If you want to come near to the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then deal with the affairs between man and his fellow man, which govern the marketplace. Because they are an unending spring. We're talking about Amishpal Elakimahu. It's talking about what is just and unjust, what is your rights and what is my rights. It's interesting because last month, not long ago, we learned in the Yeshiva Perek Lo Yachpor. It was a Perek, a chapter in Bava Basra Lo Yachpor. And that was dealt with the rights of neighbors. Hilchos Shekeinim. Neighbors live side by side. What's your right and what's my right? I want to play the radio, and you say it's too loud. If I have to turn off the radio, you're denying me my right. If I play it too loud where it's disturbing you, and I'm denying your right of peace and serenity, where do we draw the line? It's one of the most difficult prokim in the entire Shas. And I'll tell you why. And this I learned from a comment made by a Supreme Court judge. He might have been a South African judge. Upon his retirement, they asked him, it must be very, very difficult to judge all of those cases. Most difficult cases are brought to you. He says, no. He says, when one is right and one is wrong, that's not a difficult case to judge. The difficult case is when they're both right. That's the difficult ones. That was the difficulty with La Yachpor, with that Pirik. They were both right. You have a right to play the radio in your house, and I have a right not to be disturbed. And there you had to labor and labor, volumes and volumes and volumes of thought and writings have gone on through the centuries to determine whose right is it, because they're both right, and in millions of different cases. The main labor of the yeshivas of Lithuania were placed in these areas. And I mentioned many times, this never changed until Jews came to America after the Holocaust. They came to America, they came to the New World. There they became enlightened. There they decided, why do we have to learn these things? It'd be far better. We want Frumma Yidden, religious Jews. They're not going to be judges. They're not going to be lawyers. What do they need these things for? Better learn Shabbos. Learn about kashrus. Learn brachos. Learn sukkah. Now, we're not saying you shouldn't learn that. They learned that also in the other yeshivas. You have to learn everything. So they changed the curriculum. It started the swing to change the curriculum in many chadorim and yeshivas. Ramesha Feinstein heard about it, that they were doing it in his yeshiva k'tanim. As the story goes, it states that he never called a meeting. He called an urgent meeting. He asked them, why are you doing this? They gave the reason. And he said, no, absolutely not. He says, you're missing the point totally. He says, when a child will be learning these halachas, you start with a child, and he carries on through cheder,
and he'll carry on through Yeshiva Ketana. Even just in Cheder, Vifel Mol the Herin Metomenish Nemen was his Shaik Swanander. How many times will he hear that you're not allowed to take what belongs to someone else? How many times will he hear it? He'll hear it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. He says, that's how you make a Fruma Yid. That's how you make a religious Jew. You don't make a religious Jew with the Shabbos. You don't make a religious Jew with the Kashrus. This is how you make a religious Jew. This creates the Yashrus, the uprightness in the person, the scale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah because he saw they were Yoshua. Yaakov Avinu was called Yeshurun, and the name of perfect uprightness. That's why he gave Yisrael the Torah, because he is upright. There is no krumkeit. There is nothing crooked in Ein Ovel Ba. His Torah is upright. Pigudei Hashem Yeshorim. And Yisrael is known as Yeshorim. The Gemara says that the Yoshur came and took what was Yoshur. How can anyone come to mitzvahs if he's not Yoshur, if he's not upright? If you're not close to the Mishpat, you don't have that Kli Zion, the sentry in front of you and the sentry in the back, where will you come from? Tells the Rosh Yeshiva Rebbe Yemeya came to America, made a yeshiva. One day, a man comes from the telephone company. He says there's been fraud on the telephone. There was a paid call box there. And something's going wrong there. He found out that there were some students. They would call home, they were out of town, they had learned how to make long distance calls without paying for it. Yeah, they had good minds. Mary May gave, called an immediate shear. And he says, I'm thinking of closing the yeshiva. I came to America to shafa yeshiva for Ganovim. I came to America to build the yeshiva for Ganovim. But you'll have Ganovim that'll keep Shabbos. Ganovim that'll learn Torah. Ganovim that'll lead Kashrus, keep Kashrus. This is what I came to America for. This is what I'm building a yeshiva. This was the total antithesis. The person was judged on his integrity, on his uprightness. This was always the way. The fact is, this phrase is an Elecha Yid, means an upright Jew. From there he can come to all mitzvahs. Today, this is totally neglected. How much do we tell a little child about touching something that's not his? About hitting another child, pushing another child? This is Baba Kama. About taking something without permission. So all the laws of borrowing, of lending, of nezikin, of damaging. Child comes and damages something. Now, what do we want to stuff them with? Kashrus, Shabbos, davening. How can there be those mitzvahs? Those mitzvahs were given to Yisrael that were Yeshorim. The mitzvah of Mishpatim was given to the entire world. The Bnei Nayach were also commanded on Mishpatim. That's one of their mitzvahs. Because that's the foundation of everything after a person is a mensch. And if one doesn't have that, how do you expect them to come to others? So what do? You build kashrus on a ganef, and you build Shabbos on a ganef, and you put on tefillin on a ganef. This is a Jew. If you build a building, a wall, and we know that the wall has to be, you're building, want to build a skyscraper. Kodesh Baruch Hu is satisfied with the nations of the world by giving them a building, telling them to build a building a few stories high. But he wanted them to build skyscrapers. You build a skyscraper, and the wall is a little not straight, a little crooked. You go continue build on it and build on it and build on it, you'll have a beautiful skyscraper. You'll have a disaster, a tragedy. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. Al gilmil dvorim olam kayim, the world can stand only if there is MS, truth. How much do we insist on truth from our children? Truth, deen, integrity, justice, and then will come shalom. If not, you built a skyscraper that's crooked, in olam mikayim, the world will crumble. This is what our sages tell us. And this is why even the Vilna Gaon, there was no greater skyscraper than him in the last 300 years. When he came, how should you instruct the children? He didn't emphasize the kashrus. He didn't talk about the kashrus. He didn't talk about the Pas Yisrael, about the Chodav Yisrael, about all the other things. He doesn't even mention it. He didn't talk about the other things. He spoke, teach the children what is upright. Teach them how to act to each other. He understood this. This was simple. This was Aleph Beis. Didn't change until after the Holocaust. And the writing is very clear. We live in a world where there's no uprightness. Doesn't mean a thing. Not a thing. Watch BBC, watch CNN, watch Sky, watch anything. United Nations, whatnot. Doesn't mean a thing. And we see exactly what Chazal tells us. May we be zeicher to see. Meira v'yameinu tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh ha'bitztokah. We should see the Mashiach come b'meira v'yameinu to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. Amen v'yamein.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at PO Box 66226 Broadway 2020 Johannesburg, South Africa.